Seven guns were stolen from a lot near Nissan Stadium last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So lock your doors and don't leave your gun in the car.
Yeah, come on.
You're saying, oh, it's dangerous out there. I got to better have a gun in my car.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you're protecting yourself from all the people who got theirs stolen out of another car.
Right.
Yeah. Parked right next to you.
Yeah.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Okay, an interesting scenario we put forth to you on Facebook. You know, aliens come to Earth and they say, we're going to destroy your planet. Because obviously, you know, like it hinders their view of Saturn or something.
We've got to build a highway and sorry, you're in the way.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to blow up your planet. Give the aliens two reasons why they should save humanity.
Responses have been interesting. I think there's been a little bit of nostalgia. Chris said on Facebook, I'd take them back to the 80s. But he didn't say what two things from the 80s he would show.
Right.
What would you show from the 80s?
Grease 2.
Gina's favorite movie. Mr. T?
Mr. T?
Yeah.
The A-Team?
Yeah. I Pity the Fool?
That's right.
Yeah.
Jason says, The Grateful Dead and Chuck-fil-A.
Yeah, I think that was a typo.
I think he meant Chick-fil-A.
Or he's a cannibal. Chuck-fil-A.
Either way, they'd be impressed.
Would you like human flesh? It'd be a pleasure to serve you.
Chuck-fil-A. Yeah, maybe that's why they're coming to Earth.
Sorry, Chuck.
The aliens heard we were delicious.
All the Chucks of the world.
Do you guys have any suggestions? What you would say, like, hey, here's two reasons, don't destroy humanity.
Yeah, I think puppies would be a good one, but I'm like, okay, it needs something that would, like, shock them in a good way, and they'd be like, oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, cotton candy would be a fun one.
Cotton candy.
Because you can feel it, and then it dissolves, and you're like, whoa, what is this?
Okay.
And I love cotton candy.
This is a profound human experience for you that you want to share.
They're terrible, warlike people, but look at this nice treat they made.
It might soften their hearts a little bit. Yeah. Or they get a sugar high.
I have an idea about along the same lines. I would say Post Malone Oreos and cats chasing laser pointers.
That's a good one. Right. Or like baby elephants.
Baby elephants.
Yeah.
You know what I would show them? I would the first 10 minutes of Up. That is an emotional heartbreak.
That is.
Yes.
If you don't
you cry,
understand humanity and feel that deep in your heart, well, then I don't care. Aliens, we got no chance. Because, that's the gut wrencher.
That's a good one.
Waffle House at 2 a.m., somebody said.
I don't know.
It kind of shows the chaos of humanity in the good and bad.
I don't know. That may want them to make them want to destroy us.
Yeah.
Just to clean up
the old Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. A dating expert has gifted us with a new term for dating.
It's called Shrekking.
Shrekking.
Shrekking means you date somebody unattractive, thinking that since they're unattractive, they'll have a nicer personality.
Okay.
But then they don't.
Okay, so you start dating somebody you're not attracted to.
Dating down.
Because you think they're going to be nice, but then they're not nice.
Right.
So would you say like, ugh, he Shrek'd me?
Is that
what you say? Or like, ooh, I Shrek'd her?
I don't know if anybody would say those.
The...
I think more often than not, they're saying it's women who are lowering their standards to get a nicer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe the hot guys have been...
Oh, a little too into themselves. And jerks. Yeah.
So they assume that the hot guy is a jerk, but the guy sitting next to him with the wonky eye and kind of dumpy physique...
Who hasn't showered in 3 months.
Yeah, hygiene.
Yeah. He's going to be like a better person.
But then you find
out
later that they're also
a
jerk.
Yeah.
Well, you know what assuming means.
That's right.
Making an ass of you and me, yeah.
I don't see how this is a trend.
No.
I love how somebody comes up with one that is so utterly specific.
Yeah.
And he's so specific.
Now, the only time I could say this would be a trend is it seems like they were Shrekking in every 90s sitcom where they had a really attractive wife.
Oh, yeah.
And then kind of a dumpy average guy.
Yeah.
That was like nowhere near her league, but they were like a married couple.
Yeah, right. That's pretty much every sitcom.
King of Queens, blah, blah, blah. You know.
Yeah, everyone loves Raymond, all that kind of stuff.
But they have
yeah.
like good personalities and they do end up being good. Like it's,
right.
yeah. it's not, it, they don't turn out to be like crappy guys.
That's what the weird thing is here. Right. Is this whole thing is supposedly a trend of, oh, and they're jerks too.
Right.
It certainly sounds like this is from people who have been dumped on hard.
Yeah.
Like, so, they've gone through, like, awful relationships.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out why the Shrekking comes in. Is it, like, Princess Fiona dating Shrek, thinking he's going to be nice since he's so ugly, but then he ends up being a jerk?
Right, because he was never nice to her.
He was never nice.
Yeah. And then he ends up being nice. It's like the opposite.
Yeah. He doesn't become nice till the fifth movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yes, all the English majors out there listening to this and literary minds
yes.
will say, this is not a good metaphor.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Mm. Not only are you kind of an idiot assuming that just because somebody's not attractive that they'll be super good person.
Right.
Yeah. But also that, you're equating this to Shrek just means you haven't thought it through.
Yeah.
No, or seen Shrek.
I remember years ago, my stepmother trying to set me up for a date with a girl that she worked with and said, like, she's nothing to look at, but she's got a great personality. I went, well, you're sold me.
Yeah. And, you know, like, looks fade. You know, it's good to fall in love with somebody because their personality, too.
You
but
love absolutely. Their mind, too, yeah.
But you also want to be attracted to them.
Yeah. There's got to be something.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. That's just stupid.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The house that was made famous by the Conjuring movies, all 75 of them,
yes,
is up for sale.
Wow.
Apparently it was owned by a psychic and she bought it several years ago for $1.5 million. She tried to like rent out experiences for people to stay there.
An Airbnb
and kind of
type thing, yeah.
Fell apart and got foreclosed on, and now it's up for auction, and one of the people that wants to buy it is comedian Matt Rife.
Oh, he just got all of the dolls.
He bought the Annabelle doll.
Man, yeah. He's twisted.
He's super into the paranormal and all that stuff, so he and his business partner are definitely the leading contenders to buy the Conjuring house.
He's someone that would Shrek you. He's a walking red flag. You just stay away.
He's an alleged comedian.
Yeah.
Hey, the controversy continues. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I say yes. And T-Pac says yes. Coming up in November, they're doing an all-puppet Die Hard Christmas Carol.
Really?
With puppets.
They made it a Die Hard Christmas Carol?
Yeah, it's a Christmas play. Yeah.
Well, they made it into a Christmas movie.
Well, it was already a Christmas movie.
And puppets. Let's not forget the puppets. Yeah.
It's going to be in November, and on the website it says, warning, adults only. So apparently the puppets get raunchy.
So you were interested. Now you're super interested.
I'm super interested.
If the puppets don't have a leash on them and they can say whatever they want, Woody's in.
Yes.
All right. Well, we all know construction is just getting crazy here in Nashville. But there's a local training program that's giving people an opportunity to capitalize on it. There's a free program called Music City Construction Careers. It gives people hands-on training, and the starting pay is like $18 to $23 an hour.
Nice.
And the training's free. So
that's great.
I love that.
Yeah.
Work training for a job that's going to be around for a while.
Yeah. 100%.
Construction jobs will always be there.
Yeah, you kind of have job security a little bit.
Yeah, no kidding. Helping you get through the week with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
I'm feeling good, like I should. Winning the blue around the neighborhood.
This is a really sweet story about a man and a dog that were meant to be together. There's a three-legged dog in Arizona who survived a gunshot and survived and was up for adoption.
Wow.
A guy named Zach saw a video of the three-legged dog, and he, a year ago, had lost his arm in an accident. And so on the one-year anniversary, he decided he was going to adopt this three-legged dog. And they're getting along really well. I guess they're helping each other. And, you know, he survived the gunshot wound. He survived the accident. And, you know, he named the dog Cleo. Aww.
She's just the most loving and sweetest and respectful dog, to be honest, that I've ever encountered. She is a front leg amputee, and I'm an upper extremity amputee.
So found each other.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great. A three-legged dog and a one-armed man.
They can relate.
Yeah, no kidding. They have a lot in common.
Beginning of a bad joke.
Yeah, it does.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow.
We all wish the best for our offspring. We want our children to be successful.
We want them to do well in life. So an 85-year-old study that's been done from Harvard. Uh-huh. That's how long they've been studying this. So they looked at everything. What's going to make a successful kid?
Okay.
A kid that grows up to be happy, married longer, gets promoted at work.
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys multiple choice.
All right.
Is it doing chores as a kid, getting good test scores, family income, or having two parents?
Ooh. Mm. Okay. I would say chores or the parents, the two parents.
Okay. Gina's narrowed it down to those two. Woody, what feels like is right?
Okay, what are the choices again?
Test scores, doing chores, family income, or having two parents?
I think two parents.
Well, let's find out the answer.
It was chores. So the kids who washed dishes, walked the dog, took out trash, they became the adults who got promoted, stayed married longer, and reported being happier. Why? Mm. Because chores teach the one skill school doesn't. How to do something you don't want to do and do it anyway.
Mm. Wow.
So that's the key.
Yeah.
Everything else paled by comparison. That was the one thing that made kids successful.
Well, that's good to know.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
When they say, all speaking as helicopter parents who didn't let their children do anything. Could you unload the dishwasher? Nah, I'm busy. Okay, I'll do it.
Next time when they say, like, I don't want to do it, say, it's the most important thing in your life.
Yeah. Harvard says you got to do this.
Fold the laundry. Do it now.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It's time again for Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group Indoor Outdoor Remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to their website, structuregroup.us. We have a married couple. It's Cassie and Casey.
So let's get to know you just a little bit. Tell us your favorite Disney movie, Cassie.
The Aristocat.
Oh, Aristocat.
That's a good one.
That's cool.
Okay. What about Casey?
Probably the Splash with Tom Hanks in it.
Was it a Disney movie?
Sure it is.
Yeah. it's a movie you like. It tells us about you.
Why not?
All right. You each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, don't know the answer, you can throw the question at your opponent.
Cassie, is Baker Mayfield a famous golfer, NASCAR driver, or football player?
Football.
That's right. Very good.
All right, Casey. At the MTV Music Video Awards, did the Video Vanguard Award go to Beyonce, Mariah Carey, or Taylor Swift?
I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
No. Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 1-0 lead for Cassie. You can take a big lead here.
Okay. A type of purse shares a name with what part of a manual car transmission?
Screw.
Okay. All right, Casey. She hopes you don't know this. A type of purse that shares the name with what part of a manual car transmission?
Purse.
Out of time.
Clutch.
Oh.
A clutch purse. And you step on the clutch.
All right.
That means you got a point for that.
Cassie, you got 2 points. Casey has none. Okay, this is your chance.
But a slim chance.
You got it, Casey. Sheba is a famous brand of what?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I'm just going to guess and say perfume, cologne.
Oh, you're so close. It's cat food.
Smells just as nice. That means, Casey, you have no chance to come back.
Oh,
Cassie is the winner.
Cassie's the winner. But the prize stays within the family.
Congratulations to both of you. You've got some tickets to go do some fun Christmas shopping.
Yes, at Mistletoe Merchants.
Get an early jump on things. We'll also get you, Cassie, a certificate of bragification that you can show the whole family and say, aha, I beat Casey. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Now, Gina, you are preparing for your new arrival.
Yes. Yeah, we've been doing the nursery, getting that all situated.
For anybody that doesn't know, when's the baby due?
December 20th. Okay. Hopefully sooner. Putting that out. But yeah, so we painted the bottom part of the room white, like white. And you know, most doors and stuff, they're not white. So we had to paint the door white.
As white as a Trump rally.
Yes. So I had Landon, my husband, take off the door, and I painted the door in the garage. I painted the wrong side, so that was off to a great start. So he put it back on the door, you know, on the hinges, and so I got to work painting it just like on the door. It was fine.
Okay.
But we also got a new door handle.
Mm-hmm.
And but we didn't want to put it on yet because I was going to paint the door. So so we had to be careful of how we, you know, painted the door and everything. And I ended up locking myself out of or locking myself in the
into
room.
Into the nursery. Yeah.
Yes. Because
with a freshly painted door with no handle on it.
Yes. And this was on a morning that Landon had worked the night before, so he didn't get home until like 5 or 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 11 a.m. at this point, so he's like in his REM sleep.
So
I tried calling him, and it's his claim to fame that he's slept through Katrina. Like he's a hard sleeper. So I'm calling him, blowing up his phone. He's not answering, and I'm like, what do I do? Well, I couldn't figure out how to set our like alarm system off, so I set off like our Ring camera siren, which is really loud.
Oh wow!
Oh okay.
He didn't wake up to the first one.
Really?
Yes, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not jumping out the window. Like, I'm surprised my dog wasn't barking outside the door because I was stuck, and I'm just like,
what was your level of panic?
It wasn't very high. I felt dumb mostly because, like, he had almost locked himself in before. So, like, the fact that I had done it, I was like, oh,
I should have known.
Yes.
Yeah. You're frustrated.
Yes. And as soon as I did it, I was like, huh, this sucks. So I just, like, finished painting it. But I set it off again, and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm locked in. And he came over, and he's pissed, you know, like, really? Like, I'm sorry. Pregnancy Brian, I don't know. But yeah, I locked myself in the nursery. Right.
Pregnancy brain fumes. Like, you've got a lot of experience.
Fumes. Yeah.
Panic room, but the room caused the panic.
Yes.
Right?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Lauren Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night Live, said there was going to be a huge shakeup before the next season.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't so much of a shakeup. A few people are leaving. Of course, Kenan Thompson, who has been on for 22 years, will be on again.
Wow.
He wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Of course, they're leaving the same Weekend Update crew and pretty much most of the cast, with a couple exceptions. Heidi Gardner is leaving. And the trio, Please Don't Destroy, has been broken up.
They do the shorts.
Yeah, those are always pretty funny. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll be cautiously optimistic for the new season.
So, the slow dribble of information of Epstein files keeps coming out.
Yep.
The House Republicans released what they called the Birthday Book, which was a book that convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell had made for Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday.
With all kinds of greetings.
Yeah, there's the letter that they talked about earlier this summer. Trump says he didn't do it, but it's got a picture of like kind of a hand-drawn naked woman and some suggestive things. Not really sure whether that was him or not. There's plenty of other things that show he was long associated with him. But another thing in that is a letter from Bill Clinton and a few other notable people, but not really anything that hasn't been talked about before.
Right. Right. Wow.
All right. Well, KFC is releasing an official line of jelly beans.
Jelly beans?
Jelly beans. You won't be able to get them until Easter, but the flavors are fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy. So
gravy mashed potatoes.
And they look disgusting.
Yeah.
It seems like every couple of months, KFC releases something disgusting just to get in the news.
I can't remember the last time I went to KFC. I don't know how they're still open.
9/11? It's been a while.
Yeah.
I know my daughter used to always get the classic famous bowls, you know, that have like chicken and corn and mashed potatoes and cigarette butts in it and all of it. All right there in one bowl.
I'd like it in candy form, please.
Yeah.
But what better way to say I give up? There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. This is Woody, like all of us here on the show. We're all animal lovers, and rescuing animals is very important. Got a couple of dogs at my house, and also our cat, Moira. Of course, you know, this is the first time I ever had a cat. So it's like one of those things where you're going, oh, well, I guess you like having boxes of poop in your house.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's one of the downsides.
It's one of the downsides. You got to clean out the litter box because that's what they do. But Moira, along with all cats, they really love a freshly cleaned litter box. You know, it's like when they, you know, rake the sand traps at a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Or right. If you open up a fresh jar of peanut butter and taking the first spoon out, it's a nice flat surface.
They very like satisfied.
Say, I got to go in there and poop right away. And so, you know, we're thinking about maybe getting a self-cleaning litter box.
Ooh.
Oh, I've seen those. Those are
expensive.
Yeah, those are pricey things.
Yeah, but my girlfriend Melissa found one on TikTok, so hopefully it's this thing, for $50 with free shipping.
Wow.
So I went, okay.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, that's not bad. And so I've checked around, and I know, you know, the self-cleaning litter box, my son Jeff and his wife had a cat, Binks, for a while. And they said, well, yeah, we got one of those. We had to give it away because she was afraid of it. Because, you know, it goes, but it's going to clean the
litter box.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Roomba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the secret to keeping a self-cleaning litter box. If the cat's afraid to go in it, it'll never get dirty.
It's always clean.
It'll never get
used. If you don't use it.
Yeah.
If they're going in the corner instead.
Yeah. So I'll let you know how that goes. But, yeah, if anybody has had one of those, please let me know if it's a good thing or not, that it actually is a self-cleaning litter box.
But have you already paid for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there was a limited time,
so
which is also kind of a red flag. Like, you got to buy it now.
Yeah.
So if it works or it doesn't matter. It's already coming.
It's already coming, yeah.
You just want to know, is this something I should just throw directly in a landfill?
Yeah.
Or am I going to have to wait and find out?
Yeah.
I love it if I still have to clean it manually. That would be awesome.
What do you guys got going on today?
My girlfriend Melissa is still not feeling well, so I'm going to be checking out on her and make sure that everything is all right. She'll probably be needing me to stop by the drugstore and get that kind of stuff. That's been a daily thing for a while.
Right.
Yeah. I have a long day. Tuesdays are my long days. So some meetings, hopefully get a nap, and maybe the gym in there. That's kind of it.
Cool.
I'm going to dedicate myself to watching the new spin-off of The Office called The Paper.
Oh, is that right. Open? Is that on today?
It's been out for almost a week.
Yeah.
And I hear pretty good things.
Okay.
So I'm hopefully optimistic.
Yeah. There you go.
Oscar from The Office is the only holdover, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
Right. He's the tie to the old series.
Yeah. Very cool. Tomorrow, of course, it'll be Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll have an adorable puppy in here to be looking for a forever home. And at 7:40 tomorrow, if I'm being honest.
Yep.
Yes.
The unpopular opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Want to share yours ahead of time so we can share it with the whole class?
Yes.
You can text us, 615-553-0933. Tell us, you know, your unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest.
You can also text that number if you'd like to play Gender Wars. It's all coming up tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Yes,